Welcome to the Volatile Vet Radio Show, where finance meets fortitude, and the stock market isn't the only thing with battle scars. At Abshire Family Financial, we are vets in more ways than one, here to help you navigate the world of wealth, investments, and financial independence with the precision of a sniper and the patience of a drill sergeant on his first cup of coffee. We don't just talk strategy, we equip you with real knowledge designed to bring about success, which is why we give you real-world rubber-meets-the-road examples every week as part of our retirement mission. We want you to happily retire, and RETIRE is an acronym that stands for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. To accomplish all those areas, you need a plan that's not just about surviving, but built to last. So whether you're dodging market downturns, wrestling with retirement plans, or just trying to make sense of why your money disappears faster than your willpower in a donut shop, stick around. We're going to cut through the noise, drop some knowledge, and maybe have a little fun along the way. So ladies and gentlemen, lock and load, because financial freedom is the mission. And here on The Volatile Vet, we always adapt and overcome.
Well now, welcome back to another episode of The Volatile Vet. So today, we're going to make this very specific. We're going to talk a little bit about the Moody's credit rating of the U.S. We're going to talk some money. We're going to talk misconceptions. And it's going to be just for you here in Northern Nevada and everything that you need to know. This is that radio show and our podcast where we dig into the financial pressure points facing everyday Nevadans and show you how to take back control. So I'm your host, Jesse Abshire, host of the Volatile Vet Radio Show, founder and CEO of Abshire Family Financial. And first, we're going to start off with the confusion around 401k rollovers. Then we're going to move into small business finance in this high interest world. We're going to talk a little bit about retirement income anxiety. And then we're going to close it all up with how the Moody's downgrade of the U.S. debt could quietly impact your future. But if you've ever wondered whether your money is in the right place, or just kind of open to a second opinion to see what other people might think about what your corporate advisory is doing, we're here to offer a compass report. This is something that we're getting known for, and we do that free of charge to our first seven callers here on The Volatile Vet, hosted by Abshire Family Financial. That phone number you can call is 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243. It's a personalized roadmap that helps you identify where you are right now, where you're going if you change nothing, and the potential of what some minor changes might do. Are there going to be some hidden fees? What the heck is my tax exposure? And missed growth opportunities in your retirement and your investment accounts. If that sounds like something you're open to, let me tell you what, you're in the right spot, okay? You're here at The Volatile Vet. You can check us out at volatilevet.com. Our live calendar is there. You can give us a call at 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243. Our first seven callers today will get that Compass report completely free of charge. And we like to throw in a free gift. I'm thinking a holistic retirement planner book, either in a digital download or a hard copy. So here we go. Let's hop into segment one. We talked a little bit that we're going to look at these 401k rollovers and just like the confusion that these things bring about, right? So we're going to call this a little case study. So we got a client over in Sparks, Nevada. We're going to say his name is Jason today. So Jason left his 401k behind when he switched jobs, like most of us do, right? 2 years later, it had shrunk in value, and he thought moving it would trigger taxes. The truth? Well, you can roll over your old 401k without penalties, taxes, or even fees, depending on where it's going. So most people don't realize how much control they're giving up when they leave their money in a forgotten plan, right? So if you're like Jason, unsure what's happening with your old accounts, hey, we're here to help. Here on The Volatile Vet, hosted by Upshire Family Financial, we'll run a complimentary compass report. On your old 401k and your retirement account, hey, worst case, you'll get some clarity. You'll see if there's any options, and there's going to be absolutely zero pressure because this firm, this radio show, we were founded and built on improving literacy and improving financial education and trying to take a really complex system and teach it in a way where it's understandable and also let people know that it's like, hey, you know, we have a couple hundred years of experience with our combined team right now. And obviously, we don't have enough time in my lifetime or your lifetime to learn that knowledge, but you can use ours and we'd be happy to help. And we have this saying over here that here at Upshire Family Financial, we've retired hundreds, if not thousands of times by proxy through our clients. And we look forward to continuing to add to that list because we know that every time we get a client across that finish line, that is a proven strategy that we can now use again for someone else that could be potentially similar to them. But we know those strategies work because we've put hundreds, if not thousands, of people through them. Now, as we're talking about 401k rollover confusion, I want to bring in the most common question that we hear. It's like, what should I do with my old 401k? So if you're like most Americans, you've probably changed jobs a few times and left one or more 401ks sitting behind. But here's the deal. When you leave that account behind, you're not just leaving your money, you're leaving an opportunity. We just talked about Jason, who left his account idle in a high fee, underperforming investment. Let's talk about another case study. So Tanya, a 54-year-old from Fernley, Tanya worked for a logistics firm for 22 years. When she took an early retirement offer, she had just under $390,000 in her 401k. She was hesitant to move it because she didn't want to pay fees and didn't want to trigger any taxes and just wasn't sure where to go. But here's what she didn't know. Until she called in The Volatile Vet radio show and made a free consultation appointment and sat down with us where we had the opportunity and we showed Tanya a strategy using a fixed index annuity that's backed by an insurance company. So we're able to take all the risk off of Tanya's money and move it from like account to like account, creating no taxable event and protecting 100% of the money as we move it. So here, check this out. This is what happened. So her $390,000 rollover went into a fixed asset that added a day one bonus of 10% from the insurer, bringing her balance to $429,000 immediately. So day one, she got a 10% bump, no taxes, and was able to move it with every dollar intact. She paid no fees to move her money. She avoided all current taxes with a direct qualified rollover ran by Upshire Family Financial, our staff holding her hand, walking her through every step of the way and guiding her. So she had a professional team behind her the entire time. And she set herself up for a tax-free income stream. Because you know what we did after that? We used that fixed asset and we started doing structured Roth IRA conversions inside of that to move her into as close to that tax-free bracket in retirement as we could. So I know you're asking yourself, it's like, wait, why does this work? Well, because unlike mutual funds or target date funds, that charge, hidden fees, and expose you to market loss, Tanya leveraged the balance. Actually, wait, let's explain this a little better. Tanya leveraged a balance sheet of a multi-billion dollar insurance company, essentially outsourcing her risk and then simply getting rewarded for it while protecting her asset in the process because she came in through the radio show here on the Volatile Vet. And we were able to kind of look at that, run her compass report, and see what possibilities were out there for Tanya. So here's the kicker. Tanya now has 100% protection and principal loss. Upside growth linked to an index like the S&P 500 without downside risk. And a plan to pull tax-free income in retirement after the structured Roth conversions. That's not just a rollover. That is a strategic financial strategy. So, I don't know about you, but I'm not leaving my 401k behind with any employer. I want to be able to drive the ship any chance I have, and I want to be able to choose who manages this thing. So, again, if that's anything like you, give us a call. What do you got to lose? 775-899-2243, 100% free, and I mean free, like actually free. We want you to come in. Our goal here at Abshire Family Financial, as a host of the Volatile Vet, we want to earn your business, okay? We want to provide some value up front. And we like to do that with the Compass Report. It shows so many things about what's going on. We're going to stress test stuff like nobody has done that before, and we're going to show it to you. And that value is where we're hoping that if there is something in there that we've found and identified for you, that might earn your business. But you know what? Worst case, when you come see us, you're going to leave knowing a heck of a lot more you did than you did when you came to see us. Okay? So if you got a 401k sitting somewhere, and especially if you're over 50, right? That's a key thing. You may qualify for this exact same strategy. Now, let us run a free Compass report to show what your old 401k is actually costing you, how much you could gain by shifting to a different strategy, whether tax-free income in retirement is actually within reach for you. So the big thing that I want to circle back to real fast is that Jason, our 38-year-old from Sparks, left his 401k with a prior employer thinking it would just sit and grow. After three years, that's not very long, right? He learned that it was still invested in a target date fund with a high expense ratio. He was paying roughly $400 a year in admin fees and advisor fees. And he had the legal right to roll it over into an IRA, an individual retirement account, without taxes or penalties. Oh, and a lot of them, you can do it with no fee too. What most people get wrong in this setup is thinking you have to cash this thing out to move it. Well, you don't. You can do a qualified rollover, right? Just like you're moving it from your checking account to another checking account. Exactly the same thing. And you're working with a financial professional, they can walk you through every step of the way because that's what we're here to do. So assuming your old employer is managing your money in your best interest, they could hire a TPA that, according to ERISA, they're going to offer 3 to 5 different funds, and you're going to pick one of those, and that's what you're going to get. And you don't really have a lot of options outside of that. So believing that a rollover are expensive or complicated, well, check this out, folks. Most of these things are free and very easy to do. Okay, so what you can actually do, let's get into this. You can roll that into a traditional IRA, and if it works for you, look at doing Roth conversions and moving close to that 0% tax bracket. You could consolidate with your current employer if available. What does that mean? Well, simple. You can take your previous employer's 401k and transfer it into your current employer's 401k as long as that is allowed where you work. And you can continue to maintain full tax deferral and some moderate investment control. Now let's think about this. There's consequences, right? Consequences of doing nothing. And I know that you, if you've listened to us in the past, we always say, hope is not a strategy, okay? And there are consequences if we do nothing. Like, for example, paying unnecessary fees, missing out on better performing investments, and in some cases, losing access if the provider or the TPA or the business is acquired or merges somewhere else. It's a little bit more complicated to get access to your stuff when that happens. And according to just data that we have and data widely available in the financial space, most people wait years to move their old 401ks, costing themselves hundreds or even thousands in missed growth and paying those higher fees. So here's what we need to know, and then we're going to jump into segment two here, but I want to drive this home. Okay, so a direct rollover from a 401k to an IRA or another 401k is not taxable. Okay, it preserves tax-deferred growth. It gives you more investment choices, and it lets you consolidate your retirement strategy. All right, well, welcome to the Volatile Vet if you're just now joining us. We're about to hop into our small business section here for some of our business owners over in Sparks here in Northern Nevada. This is your first time joining us. This is the Volatile Vet radio show. And we like to tell it how it is here. We're here to teach. We're here to break things down. We're here to help people understand. All right, and welcome back to the Volatile Vet radio show. And we're really digging in today. So we're about to hop into this planning for longevity and what that looks like. And we want to remind our listeners out there today that us here at the Volatile Vet and Abshire Family Financial, we're here to be your partner in this journey. If you're looking for a second opinion, even just to explore your options, give us a call, 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243, or you can visit us at volatilevet.com. Now, those first seven callers, like we do every time, will receive our free Compass Report. We're getting very well known for this. This is a tool that gives a very clear picture of where you are financially today, where you're headed, and how small strategic tweaks along the way might completely change your retirement outcome. Now, this isn't something that we can whip up in a few minutes. This takes us between 3 to 5 hours to build. We offer this as a value up front. And here's the thing. We're not asking you to switch your advisor. Even if you're already working with someone, we're happy to still provide a no obligation, second opinion, no pressure, no sales pitch, just clarity. Even if you're just confirming what maybe you already know. We want to earn your business by providing value up front. So if that sounds like something you're a little bit interested in, visit us at volatilevet.com. Again, volatilevet.com, or call us 775-899-2243 today. So here we go. We're going to shift gears for a minute. We're going to talk small business. So let's talk about Carlos. He's a client of the firm and an owner of a neighborhood coffee shop, a cafe in Sparks. He's built a business with loyal customer base, but in 2024 and 2025, they haven't been as easy on him or any small business owner, really. So here's what Carlos told us. He said, hey, my rent has went up 15%. The ingredients that I need in my cafe have went up 18%. Labor costs continue to rise. And borrowing money, let's just say that's more expensive than ever. And Carlos recently applied for a $50,000 line of credit to expand seating and add mobile ordering system. The quoted interest rate of 9.25% Well, just a few years ago, the same loan would have cost him around 6.75%. It's like, well, so what happened? Well, interest rates are rising. That part's not new. We've all been experiencing that the last few years. But here's where it ties into something slightly larger, right? So the U.S. credit rating was recently downgraded by Moody's, shifting its outlook to slightly negative. And while that doesn't sound catastrophic, it is a signal to global markets. When a downgrade like that happens, Treasury yields, or bonds, tend to increase. When Treasury yields rise, it puts upward pressure on borrowing rates across the board. Mortgages, credit cards, business loans. Banks and lenders get more conservative. They tighten their credit standards, and small business owners like Carlos are the first to feel that squeeze. Now, let's get some advice from the front lines. We reached out to the Business Development Center just to kind of get some insight, and they told us that small businesses are already walking a cost tightrope. Even a few percentage points increase in borrowing can lead to layoffs, reduced hours, or scrapped growth plans. That's the reality. It's not about theory. It's about survival and growth and resilience. So what can we do for Carlos and others like him? Well, when he came to see us, here we gave him three strategies specifically for his need, right? So first one was an SBA or Small Business Association microloan or a CDFI. Now, these offer more flexible funding than traditional banks with terms built for smaller operators. The second one we gave was consider equity partnerships. Sometimes you don't need more debt. You need a strategic investor, someone who brings capital or money in exchange for a stake in your growth and potentially your business for a long-term return on their investment. And three, build a 12-month cash flow forecast. Man, it's amazing what you can plan for when you actually map out your money seasonally, monthly, and weekly. Yeah, it can sound very overwhelming. But we've got good news. We do all this for you. The same Compass report we offer retirees and individuals? Well, yeah, that thing works for business owners too. So let's see what's possible. Give us a call, 775-899-2243, or visit us at volatilevet.com to request your free Compass report and, if needed, a cash flow forecast. So we help Carlos negotiate better vendor terms, implement digital ordering to streamline costs, and delayed his expansion, not as a failure, but as a strategic pivot. Adaptability as a business owner is an absolute superpower. And our job is to help you continue to sharpen it. Now let's shift a little bit to retirement and longevity. Let's talk about Linda. She's a 60-year-old retired teacher from Carson City. She's living on Social Security, small pension, and income from a bond-heavy retirement portfolio. In theory, she planned very carefully. But in practice, the rising interest rate environment has hit her pretty hard. As rates have gone up, the value of her bonds have actually went down. Her income hasn't kept up with inflation, and here's the big one. She's realizing she could live a lot longer than she actually planned for. Now, living longer, yeah, it's a blessing, but it's also could be a financial challenge. So according to the Elders Count Nevada 2023 report, the number of Nevadans over 65 has increased over 40% in just 10 years. By 2030, 1 in 5 Nevadans will be over 65. That's nearly 600,000 seniors, many of whom will live well into their 80s and 90s. So life expectancy here in Nevada is currently at 75.1 years, slightly below the national average. But averages can be misleading. A healthy 65-year-old couple today has a 50% chance that at least one of them will live past 92, a 50% chance to be over 90. That's 25 to 30 years in retirement. Are most people prepared for that? And sadly, that answer is no. So what can retirees like Linda do? Well, here are three powerful options that we would often consider for cases like this. Diversify. Don't depend solely on bonds or conservative investments. Some equity exposure can offset inflationary risks. Two, use shorter term duration bonds. These are less sensitive to interest rate changes and provide more predictable cash flow. And third, fixed index annuities. These give you principal protection, market-linked growth, tax-deferred accumulation, and guaranteed lifetime income in some cases. And most of these strategies are done with no fee. And in Linda's case, we helped her shift a portion of her assets into an indexed annuity. We used the balance sheet of a large insurance company to get her a 10% bonus and guaranteed income starting at age 75. And that move alone stabilized her cash flow and reduced her stress. So here at The Volatile Vet, we're about more than just giving ideas. We're about education and action. Our office is in downtown Reno, across from City Hall, right next to the river. If you're nearby, come say hi. We're real people having real conversations every day. And yes, we're still offering our no obligation free compass report. If you're a small business owner, if you're nearing retirement, or just someone who wants to stop guessing and start planning, give us a call, 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243. Or you can visit us at volatilevet.com. Again, volatilevet.com. And we've helped retirees increase some of their income by 30% or more just by reallocating risk and restructuring their assets. So really, we've got nothing to lose here. And the potential of decades of peace of mind to gain. So I'm going to take a quick break. Stick around, because up next, we're talking about 401k rollovers and how we can boost your balance almost instantly without taxes or fees. And we helped one client add nearly $40,000 in value on the first day that qualified rollover was done. So stay tuned, because you're listening to The Volatile Vet Radio Show, and we'll be right back. All right, well, welcome back to The Volatile Vet. It's me, your host, Jesse Abshire, founder, CEO of Abshire Family Financial, and we're here kind of digging in today, right? So if you missed it earlier, we're doing some case studies. We're talking a little bit about small businesses here in Northern Nevada. And we're talking about some misconceptions of money today. And my goal is for you to be able to understand a little bit more about your situation by the time this show is over, or for to tickle your brain enough where it's like, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll go in and have Jesse or one of his licensed financial professionals on his team run this compass report for me and kind of see what my stuff looks like, right? So before the break, we were talking about Linda from Carson City, retired after 30 years of teaching, right? Her plan looked solid, Social Security, pension, bond-heavy portfolio. But in 2024, her Medicare Advantage plan dropped her dental coverage, right? Prescription costs have now rose, and her bond values fell due to interest rate hikes triggered by, yeah, you guessed it, Irma. And any other thing that happens in Washington that we don't have any control over, here at the firm and here at the Volatile Vet Radio Show, we have a name for that. And we call that legislative risk, okay? That's above our pay grade, but we know it exists, okay? So when interest rates rise, these older bonds that were held inside of Linda's portfolio, they lost some value, right? So that's exactly what many retirees depend on for this quote-unquote safe income, right? Now, we helped Linda shift to A, shorter durations of strategies to help decrease the risk of interest rates, right? Because if you think the longer you go in a strategy, the more impact a fluctuating interest rate environment is going to have on it. Now, we also moved Linda into an indexed annuity with guaranteed income, especially when we lost no money moving it in there. We got to leverage the balance sheet of a multi-billion dollar insurance company and actually got Linda an 18% bonus when she moved her money over. And then we started looking at a Roth conversion strategy to decrease the taxes of any money that is inherited by her heirs in the future. So if you're nearing retirement, or let's say you're already there and we're like, congratulations, you made it kind of thing. Whatever side of the fence you stand on, this is your window to reassess. I am extending our olive branch today. Okay, let us help you build this thing, this guaranteed inflation-aware income plan, and get it done and looked at with our free Compass report. If that sounds like you listening to this show right now and you want to see what that looks like, you give us a call, 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243. Or visit us at volatilevet.com. Again, that's volatilevet.com. As we've been doing so far on today's show, I want to continue to just do case study after case study and just share what we see every day at the firm. And this is what we do, okay? That's why we always say that we've retired hundreds, if not thousands of times by proxy through our clients. Okay, so another one of these examples, we're going to say Michael here in Reno. Michael's a 62-year-old former engineer from Reno, born and raised here. He faced a similar challenge. He was concerned about the volatility in his bond investments. So he decided to allocate a portion of his retirement savings into a fixed index annuity. Now, this move provided him with some very, very specific things, right? So let's talk about one. Principal protection, right? Principal protection allowed him to move every dollar from where it was, and the exact same dollar amount ended up at the final location. Okay, so safeguarding his investment from market downturns, right? Two, potential for growth. Now, earnings linked to a market index offering the opportunity for higher returns, but knowing that if the market went down or had a down year, that he would lose $0. He maintained his tax-deferred growth because it was a qualified rollover. It came from an IRA, traditional IRA, to a traditional IRA. Right? It's the same qualified tax asset, allowing his investment to grow without immediate tax implications and be transferred in kind and did not create a taxable event. And then the four major thing is guaranteed income stream. So when we're able to take a little bit of leverage here and we can use the asset and the balance sheet of a large insurance company to insure this money, well, now we've actually got the risk off the money. We've put the risk off of the asset and we've kind of displaced it to this insurance company that has given us a contract that says, hey, we guarantee this asset from loss. So now there's no risk on that money. The only risk that we have at this point is on that insurance company pretty much going out of business. But some of these insurance companies have been around for 110 plus years. They're worth hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're not going anywhere. So, taking Michael from Reno and his retirement strategy, Michael enhanced the stability of his income and reduced his exposure to market volatility. Right? So, you can use the Compass Report just like Michael did. Right? We analyzed what he was doing. We looked at different options to allow for better possibility of returns while also protection, looking at his risk assessment, looked at future goals, looked at any type of tax advantage that could potentially be created. And we did that through the Compass Report. Right? So if you're looking at your retirement check that you're getting every month, or you're a couple years away, or you're 10 years away from retirement, wherever you are in this journey, the Compass Report is a custom for you. It is not something that we build in 5 minutes. This is something that, takes my team between 3 to 5 hours to build this thing. And we're going to do this for the first 7 callers today for free. I don't remember exactly where we are right now, but give us a call and see if that's you. 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243, or visit us at volatilevet.com. Again, that's volatilevet.com. So if you're approaching retirement or already enjoying your golden years, it's crucial to ensure your investment strategy aligns with your current economic environment. And if a rise in interest rates can pose a challenge, maybe it's worth it to just kind of have a look at it, right? Because with the right approach, you can safeguard your income and achieve complete financial peace of mind. And I know last week we touched a little bit about an article written by TIAA, and they put a lot of biostatistical data in there, and they also highlighted some really specific things that I liked, where we have market risk, we have credit risk, we have liquidity risk, and we have longevity risk. So let's talk a little bit about longevity risk, and then we're going to get back to this case study. We'll wrap this thing up into a really nice bow and see you off for the rest of your day today. But longevity risk emerges upon retirement. People are living longer than ever, which of course is a good thing. But living longer means there's a greater potential of outliving your money. The average 60-year-old man today will live to be 82, and the average 60-year-old woman will live to be 85 years old. So if we use fixed assets, potentially like an annuity, to mitigate the longevity risk by offering the option of a dependable retirement check, whether retirees live to be 73, 103, 123, lifetime income provides a minimum monthly payout for as long as they live. I don't know about y'all, but that sounds pretty stress-free to me. And then we look at this kind of like next part where it's like, okay, what about liquidity? Yeah, liquidity risk. So liquidity concerns arise when investors can't access their money as quickly as they'd like. And that's why it's so important when you're building your plan, that it's custom to you, your needs, your goals, your future expenditures, right? And that liquidity, if it's really, really needed, then yeah, maybe some of that money is left behind. Right? Maybe it's left into a high-yield savings account or a money market or potentially a high-yielding CD. It really depends, right? But fully liquid investments, such as money market funds, allow investors to withdraw money as soon as they need it without the risk of loss. Now, stocks and bonds are less liquid because they need to be sold and the investors can't be sure of what that sale price is going to be. Homes are even less liquid. But illiquidity has an upside. Illiquid investments can achieve greater long-term value. Think about the time it takes trees to grow. and become lumber that we use to build houses, or a piece of art to appreciate, or an early stage business to become a market leader years down the road. In general, fixed annuities don't mitigate liquidity risk. Many in-plan fixed assets have delayed liquidity, which means withdrawals must be done in installments over several years or not until employment ends. Now, some fixed assets do have fully liquid versions, but those may pay slightly lower rates. So again, as we're building this thing, yeah, there's a trade-off. You want more liquidity? Think about it like a savings account. If you have a savings account with whoever you bank with, that thing is super liquid, right? But it also doesn't pay you that much. And then now you start thinking, okay, well, let's look at some examples of different types of accounts that are less liquid and maybe they pay more. The easy example would be like a six-month CD. That's going to pay you, most likely, more than what your high-yield savings account is going to give you from your bank, but you're going to have to tie up some money to be able to do that for a period of time and get that return. So before investing in an illiquid asset, investors need to consider their comfort. With not being able to quickly access that principal, then we have to make sure that we have built-in safety nets or other accounts that are very liquid so that we're not putting a lot of risk on the portfolio. So now you're ready to retire, right? With a big pile of money. Well, what do you do with it? It sounds like this simple question with an obvious answer. Well, we save, or at least most of us do, so we can maintain our standard of living and save so we will have money to spend on, you know, things that we might want to buy and live comfortably in the future. But we notice what is not included in this answer, right? A number. We're missing a key number here. In all the years I've been asking this question, no one has ever said the point of retirement is to have $1 million at 65, even though much of Wall Street seems to promote this concept. That's because the number, the amount of wealth we're supposed to accumulate, is not the real goal. It's an intermediate step towards what really matters, which is creating a secure and happy retirement. So it's not even a real measure after all. How much is enough when the number of years you'll live in retirement, also known as your longevity, is unknown? Now, if we look at this as the number is not the real goal, it's an intermediate step, right? Guaranteed lifetime income helps solve the longevity problem. Stocks and bonds are great for growth, but according to six decades of academic research, we're likely to be better off when a fixed asset or an annuity play a significant role in retirement plans, providing predictable stream of income that never runs out. It shows that income, not wealth, is the outcome that matters most for financial security and peace of mind. I don't know about you, but I could always use some extra peace. I definitely don't want you all to come, you know, and listen to this radio here today and feel like you are still shooting in the dark. Like, I don't want you to ever be in that position, right? I mean, my parents, they weren't savers, right? Now, my mom, grandma, right? They may have clipped some coupons from time to time, right? I even wore some hand-me-down clothes when I was younger, right? But, you know, thanks to their habits and being able to kind of build that nest egg, right? I think that helped. And everybody kind of has their own approach, right? We can use our last case study now. And let's consider Robert and Susan. They live here in Reno. They're in their 60s and they're retired with a comfortable nest egg, expecting it to last through retirement years. However, unforeseen medical expenses and longer than anticipated lifespans have strained their finances. So that's kind of how they got connected to us, is they were looking to say, hey, this is what we have. Is there any way that we could potentially use this a little bit differently and have it last longer? Now, by reassessing their retirement strategy, including adjusting their investment portfolio and exploring certain types of annuity options, they managed to stabilize their financial situation, ensuring a steady income stream for years to come, right? That just shows that it's like, hey, it doesn't really matter what you have, right? It's kind of how you use it. What's the tool that you put in the toolbox for later that you might need? And having enough guaranteed retirement income to cover basic needs, that is financial security and peace of mind. And I'm pretty sure if we had some less anxiety in our life, we're probably going to live a little longer. And our well-being in itself does not come from how much money is in our account on any given day. It comes from having the money we need at the moment that we need it. And if we all knew how long we had to live, it would be easy to toggle back and forth between wealth and income. But we don't. We have no idea. And we have a retirement system, if you're plugged into like this status quo that is completely jammed down our throats every day, this retirement system is built around wealth, unfortunately. There's a huge disconnect between what we want from retirement and how we've been told that we need to get there. Well, we obsess about how much money we will have the day we retire, when what we really need to know is how much money we can spend each month doing the things that I want to do. And, you know, if that sounds like you and you're sitting there in your car listening to me right now and you're like, man, that's me. I wish I knew how much money I was going to have and how I could spend it. This is the time, right now. Give us a call, 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243, or visit us at volatilevet.com. Again, that's volatilevet.com. Because we obsess over here. Like, this is what we do every day. And I'm telling you right now, you want some proper nerds on your team, because we obsess about how much money our clients are going to have when they retire and what they will really need to know is how much money they're going to get to spend. And policymakers, remember, we talked about this earlier. This is legislative risk from the other side of the table. Policymakers feed this obsession. The government endorses the use of default investment options in employer retirement plans based solely on how they facilitate wealth accumulation. The IRS requires you to start withdrawing from most of your retirement accounts once you hit a certain age, without even considering whether you'll have enough money left when you're older. That is a system that is hurting a lot of people, and regulators impose fiduciary duties on plan sponsors or plan administrators to ensure retirement plans provide diversified investment options and keep expenses low, but no duty to consider lifetime income. And let's be real, these ERISA rules, they only give you like 3 to 5 different options to choose from. I wouldn't consider that very diversified. And converting savings to income is psychologically difficult when you've spent your life defining success by how much money you have. The human brain is hardwired to look for mental shortcuts. These shortcuts are often very valuable. You hear a growl in the bushes, right? Nobody's going to stick around to see what is in the bush, right? We don't know if it's a bear or a possum, but I tell you what, I'm not about to hang around to find out. And sometimes that allows us to be misled. And one of those sometimes involves retirement planning. In psychology, the word framing is used to describe how decisions can be influenced by mental shortcuts instead of facts and outcomes. And about 15 years ago, there was a researcher at Harvard and Brookings Institution to test the impact of wealth framing versus an income frame when thinking about retirement. They explained a savings account and a life annuity and gave respondents a choice. In half the test cases, they used words like spend and payment to get them focused on consumption. Within this group, 7 in 10 people chose the life annuity. 7 in 10, that's 70%, chose the life annuity over the savings product. For the other half, we provided identical information, but used words like invest or earnings to get them thinking about wealth instead. When they framed the choice this way, only 2 in 10 chose the life annuity over the savings products. And the consensus at the end of this study was a lot of people really liked the idea of I am never going to run out of money no matter how long I live. But the truth is, it's like I said at the beginning of this show and every show and going forward, this is what we do. We are here to dig in with you, okay? Because this radio show and the sponsor of this show, Abshire Family Financial, it is built on education and literacy and trying to understand a very complex system. And this is highlighting it, right? Because instead of getting some risk and doing something slightly untraditional, we've been conditioned to think of guaranteed income as a glass half empty. Well, I used to be a billionaire and now I live on fixed income. And you know what? What could we do together? How could we reach more people in today's society to fix this? And the option that we have chosen here at the Volatile Vet and Abshire Family Financial is we educate. I am here as an educator, and I almost always believe that more education is a good thing. And if I have some data to back it up, I'm going to love it that much more. And what I can tell you is that educating our way towards secure retirements will not be enough. We almost have to focus on design and architecture through proper planning, through some type of automatic enrollment into savings. If we build guaranteed retirement income options into our plans and strategies, making lifetime annuities a default option of 401ks, for instance, people could have happier, more secured retirements. But there's a huge disconnect between what we want from retirement and how we've been told to get there, wouldn't we agree? The third thing we can do, one that can be implemented today, the moment we get off of this radio show and you go about your day, is we can shift our communication strategy away from relentless focus on wealth accumulation. We should stop obsessing over the number. We should stop making account balances the yardsticks of success. Accounts are not the only way. But we should maybe even stop talking about whether someone has saved enough for retirement. Instead, we should be talking about how much future income we have created the ability to provide ourselves, about how we have ensured we can maintain our standard of living, and what we have done to guarantee we won't run out of money. And the side to that is, what have we also done to make sure that when we pass away, that our spouse will also not run out of money? Income is the outcome. It's a powerful frame. And it's time that we put it to use for good. So here on the Volatile Vet Radio Show, we dug in today, right? I'm really glad that we got to hang out today. We talked about retirement incomes under pressure. We talked about small businesses and strategies up here in Northern Nevada. And we talked about some misconceptions about 401ks and how they get rolled over. We gave away books today. You know, I have no idea how many callers have even called in today, but let me get you right here. If any of these topics or anything you've ever thought about, give us a call. 775-899-2243. Again, 775-899-2243. And this is Jesse Abshire signing off, and I'll see y'all next time.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed representative.